Hey, this is Justin, the creator of this show, speaking to you from the future. Because when I recorded this show, it was back in 2015, and now it is 2021. A lot has happened since I recorded these episodes. I'm glad you're listening to them, but if you want to hear what I'm up to now, go to transistor.fm/Justin. All right, on to the show.
Yo.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good, man. How have you been?
Doing all right. Eating my cabbage.
Yeah?
Yeah, trying to get some healthy guts, man. Alrighty, welcome to the Build and Launch Show. I almost forgot what the name of the show was for a second there. Justin Jackson here. This is the show where we build and ship a product every 7 days. We announce it on Friday and ship it on Thursday. And this, my friends, is the midweek checkup. We're going to see how I'm doing on this week's project, productpeople.club. If you want to follow along at home, go check that out. Hey, thanks to everybody that sent me those encouraging tweets and emails after last week's episode. A lot of you seem to like it. If you haven't heard it, it's buildandlaunch.net/21. Don't know what happened that day, but I was just on fire. Just had this big stream of consciousness. A bunch of good stuff came out, and it sounds like it's been helpful for people, especially if you're the kind of person that compares yourself to others. Go and check that one out. And thanks also to Josh Michael and mycoffeepub.com for sending me that nice coffee package. That was nice in the mail, something real from someone on the internet. Who would have thought? Right now I'm still battling a stomach ulcer, but hey, as soon as that ulcer is gone, I will be indulging in the coffee. The bag of coffee smelled amazing. I almost, I almost made a cup. I was so close. But my wife has been very clear that she wants me to take care of myself. So there's been no booze and no caffeine for what feels like a month, but has actually only been, I think, 5 or 6 days. Part of me is really hurting, but the other part of me is kind of enjoying this cleanse of just trying to eat well, drink not bad stuff, and get my health back. So this week I'm working on productpeople.club. And this is a membership site for, well, people like you, solopreneurs, people making their own stuff by themselves who need support, accountability, kind of a daily check-in that they can go and, you know, talk to other people that are doing the same thing as them. And I want to give some backstory because this is actually an existing product that I launched 2 years ago. And the reason I'm covering it on this show is I think a lot of us have stuff we've built already, or maybe already launched, or maybe it's not quite launched. And there's part of us that is, for whatever reason, scared or hesitant to, like, you know, double down on that thing, or, you know, make it better, or actually just get it out to more people. I was talking to my friend Adam Clark about this today.
You know, I spent all this time creating this thing. Why am I, you know, I've been so stressed out the last month, like trying to figure out how I'm going to make money. I've been like considering taking a job. And then I'm like, what am I thinking? I've got this course I just made and I haven't even tried to sell it yet.
Yeah.
And I'm considering going and taking a job. Like, why am I avoiding selling this course?
Yeah.
And
I think that last bit is everyone struggles with that. That last bit of like, you've got it made, it's done, and yet you haven't. It's just hard. The hard part is pushing it out because you're worried that people won't like it. Or people ask for refunds or whatever. Yeah, yeah. So here is the story of Product People Club. It started 2 years ago, and I was working for a company as a product manager, and I think I was just kind of fed up with how slow things take when you're on a team. You know, when you're on a team, it just takes a long time to get things done, to get things out the door. And I felt like, you know what, I'm going to build and ship something today. And so what I did is I put up a landing page. You can see it if you go to jfdi.bz/campfire. You can tell why I changed the name to Product People Club. But yeah, jfdi.bz/campfire. And basically the idea was, I'm going to make a chat room for entrepreneurs. And this is before Slack was around. This is before any of those kind of were around. And what I did is I said, I'm going to cap it at 10 members, and I'm going to charge $10 a month. Well, when I posted it on Hacker News, it sold out in about 30 minutes. And the next thing I knew, I had this waiting list of 200 to 300 people wanting to get in. And by the fifth month, I had let in new members, and I was making about $1,100 a month with the community. And even better, early members started to launch things and become successful. So this group, this community that we created, was actually bearing fruit. People were coming out of the community and launching things. Like Ryan Hoover was an early member, and he launched producthunt.com.
How's it going, Ryan?
Hey, doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, too. And today we're going to chat about Ryan's new project, a project he co-created called producthunt.co.
Samuel Hulick of useronboard.com was another.
When did you know that this was a good enough idea to do that?
Well, let's see. Interestingly, from your campfire group, someone in there recommended that he was like, you know, these teardowns are really useful. And that was actually something that stood out to me too.
But I always felt like productpeople.club wasn't a big enough idea. But if you've been listening to the show, you know that this is a central theme that we kind of go after, which is we always want to create something really big. We always want to create the next Facebook or whatever. But really, we need to start small and start now. And I think the reason that we don't want to take the next step with the stuff that we've built is we're scared. Like I was discussing with Adam earlier, you know, part of me has been scared to open the doors to Product People Club. One reason is I think the community we have there, the people that enjoy it, that's really special, and I didn't want to ruin that. But another part of me is scared to open up registration again, because every time I let more people in, I open up myself to criticism. Some people might not like it. Some people might think what I've made is not very good. Some people might ask for their money back. And all that stuff is scary. And one thing that I've preached for a long time is this idea of talking to your customers. And I've done that with other projects I've been involved with, but I've always kind of resisted this idea of talking to my customers with Product People Club. But the nice thing about this podcast is it forces me to grapple with the hard stuff. It forces me to face my fears and actually go out and do the things I'm scared to do or do the things I've been procrastinating on. So I decided to give one of my customers a call. His name is Josh Duty, and so many interesting things came out of this conversation. For example, listen to Josh's response when I ask him why he signed up in the first place.
So I joined because you and I had been emailing. Mm-hmm. You were really generous with your time, and specifically regarding actually at the beginning of this sort of task book redesign, I was just trying to find people to talk to. You know, I wouldn't even call it marketing because it was more like I just didn't know, you know, I've got this app out there and I don't know how to get people to go there mm-hmm. and look at my marketing pages. And so, you know, I emailed you some questions because I knew that you were writing about, I think you were at the time kind of working on a project called Marketing for Developers. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that seems to be my problem.
Yeah.
So I emailed you and you sent me back a screencast and did some really great stuff. And so I kind of knew about it from there. And then later on, I think that you emailed and said, hey, you know, I think you might be a good fit for our Product People Club. I think it might be something you benefit from. And so I looked at it and said, that's exactly what I need, because I felt kind of siloed working on stuff on the side. And so then I joined up. But I don't remember, you know, the first time I heard about it, although my guess is it was probably on, you know, Product People podcasts.
Wow. I listened to all of the things I learned just in that 1 60-second clip. The reason he signed up is because we had been building a relationship over email. He had asked me some questions and I had answered him. You know, I always try to answer all the email I get back from my email newsletter. I had just started a conversation with him. He'd had all these marketing questions and I was answering them. And then during that conversation, I realized, you know, he would be a great fit for a Product People Club. So I just invited him, asked him if he wanted to be a member. And that's how I forgot about that. That's how he got involved. There's also some prior stuff going on. So you might have noticed at the end there, he said, you know, I was already feeling isolated. And so when you invited me to this thing and I realized it existed, it just seemed like a no-brainer because he was already feeling like he could use a community. So there's this kind of prior condition.
And then for whatever reason, by the time that you kind of mentioned Product People Club to me, I think I was primed and sort of had realized that Jesse was right. I need to talk to people. I need to have people that I can just reach out to bounce ideas off of.
Really interesting stuff. I also asked him some questions that, you know, made me uncomfortable because I opened myself up to criticism. So when you first kind of got on, and feel free to be like as brutally honest as you want, like what were kind of your first impressions? How did you feel when you first kind of started getting involved?
That's an interesting question. It was, so I'm naturally, you know, whether this word has any meaning or not, I don't know, but I'm naturally, I call myself introverted, right? And so I'm not the type of person to just go, you know, jump into a room full of people I've never met and start shaking hands and saying hello. So my first impression was that there were a couple of people who were very active in the club.
Yeah.
And that I recognized some other names in the club, yours, for example, or, you know, a few other people who I had seen around the internet, or maybe I met a couple of them, I think, at Bacon Biz. And so I was like, okay, this is, you know, pretty cool. I think I happened to hit like at a cycle where there wasn't a lot going on at the moment. And so most of what I saw was like people just kind of, you know, chit-chatting and then, oh, hey, I posted this thing over at this place. Can somebody take a look and tell me what you think or, you know, share it on Twitter?
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like, okay. So my kind of immediate impression of it was not that it was extremely valuable, but that it was just sort of like a water cooler where there weren't a whole lot of people at the moment.
Yeah.
That changed later, but that was my initial impression was, okay, this seems interesting. And that was kind of it.
So, man, it's hard to hear that stuff. And I know that Josh gets an enormous amount of value out of Product People Club now. He's really active. But just to hear his first initial impression, it's like, that's how he felt. And so now this week, from now until Thursday, when I'm going to kind of relaunch Product People Club, this is what I'm going to be doing, is talking to members, talking about their initial experience, talking about their experience now, and trying to improve this thing based on the reasons they're hiring the club in the first place. What jobs are they hiring the club to do? So I've got lots more work to do. Part of this is scary, this kind of introspection and having to face, you know, these realities. But this other part of me just feels like it's really cathartic just to like get this stuff out in the open and deal with it, you know? So I'm excited. And if you have ever kind of been scared to launch something that you've built, or you've been scared to talk to the customers that have bought your thing, I think you're really going to find this whole week interesting, especially Friday's episode. So that's it for this week. I want to give a big thank you to Josh Duty for being on the show. You can check out what Josh is up to at joshduty.com. And he's also writing a book right now that is going to be really helpful for you if you're looking to get a better job. Josh Duty, that's DOODY.com/career, is where you'll find out all about that book. Also, thanks to my friend Adam Clark for being on the show again. We just record all of our private conversations and sometimes put them on the show. He has a great podcast called The Gently Mad. You can find that at avclark.com/podcast. Whew, I'm Justin Jackson, and you can reach out to me on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. And hey, if you're listening to the show right now, why don't you just tweet me? Just say, hey, Justin, listening to the show. I love hearing from you guys. M-I, Justin, the letter M, the letter I, Justin, on Twitter. And also, while you're at it, if you haven't already, maybe review the show. buildandlaunch.net/review. And click the 5-star review rating in iTunes, and that really helps other people find this show. And the last thing is, we have a newsletter. And I haven't sent anything to it in a while, but I'm planning on sending some new stuff soon. buildandlaunch.net/newsletter if you want to sign up for that. And if you want to talk to me on there, you can just reply to the first email you get. I get all of those and try to reply to all of them right away. All right, folks, I will see you on Friday. We'll see if this whole experiment worked. We'll see if I was able to relaunch anything in terms of Product People Club. You can also get all the links for this week's episode at buildandlaunch.net/22. All right. I think that's it. We're going to have an episode that is exactly 15 minutes long. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Just a reminder, if you want to know what I'm up to now, head over to transistor.fm/Justin.